Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. This is National School Breakfast Week, a campaign to educate students and families about the importance of breakfast and the benefits of the National School Breakfast Program. The federal program began in the 1960s as a pilot project to provide free breakfast to children from low-income families. University of Minnesota nutritionist Jamie Stang tells us more.
So the free and reduced price breakfast, or the National School Breakfast Program, really originally was aimed at meeting the needs of kids who were lower income or may not have adequate food at home, but now most schools offer them across the board to all children. It's been a very successful program, partially because even in rural areas, which I think were some of the later schools to become involved, they found that these children who have to ride the school bus for a half an hour, if they can go to school and have a healthy breakfast, they pay attention better in class, they do better on test scores, and overall just have a better school environment.
Stang says that studies have shown that children who regularly eat a healthy breakfast are less likely to become overweight or obese.
Several recent studies have shown that children who have breakfast consistently, and that's 4 to 5 times a week or more, actually have a lower BMI. BMI is body mass index, which is what we use to assess whether a child's overweight or not.
With another Public Health Moment, I'm John Finnegan.